Columbia brings you Romance.
My name is Romance. I am the dream you carry in the heart of your youth. I'm all the stories told down the ages in the name of love. I am one with each of you, part of the lover in all of you. I am Romance. Tonight, I bring you Dark Victory, a play in which Tallulah Bankhead on the stage and Bette Davis on the screen have won new acting laurels. Tonight, our star is Barbara Weeks. It's a story of a woman, Judith Traherne, a young woman who years before her time came face to face with destiny. Destiny, the strange force that shapes the lives of all of us.
Boy, look at that girl ride. She's the best horsewoman I've ever seen.
Judith always does everything better than anyone else.
Here she comes through the fence now. Oh, I love to watch her jump. Go to it, Judith! Go to it!
Judith!
Yes, the blow came suddenly and swiftly. And after it, the gift. Though Judith didn't recognize it when it came, she only knew she'd come to see a doctor and that she was looking into eyes she would never forget.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How did you get those burns?
What burns?
Those burns right there between the first two fingers.
It's funny, I never noticed them until now.
I see. Won't you sit down, Mr. Hearn?
Thank you, Dr. Steele.
Now then, do you read much, Mr. Hearn?
Not much lately.
Have your eyes been bothering you?
No.
See here, I'm going to be your doctor. I'm here to help you, not to fight you. You've got to answer my questions fairly and honestly.
It's a waste of time for both of us. I don't know why Dr. Parsons insisted I see you. I feel perfectly all right. All this fuss about a little fall is beginning to get on my nerves.
Does that light from the window bother you? It's in your eyes.
No.
How old are you, Mr. Hearn?
27.
Do you use your eyes a great deal?
I generally keep them open, Doctor.
What do you do with your time?
Oh, hunting, tennis, golf.
Anything else?
Usual pleasures of the idle rich. Well, I like it.
Nonsense. It bores you to death, and you know it.
Well, when that gets too tame, I raise the jumps and ride like the devil.
Yes, that takes your mind off your mind nicely, doesn't it?
All right. You know my racket now. What's yours? Oh, come now. You've cross-questioned me. It's only fair to take a little of your own medicine.
Well, mine's high-pressure surgery. Park Avenue clientele. About 10 days off each summer.
Sounds perfectly awful.
It is.
Why do you do it?
Because, like you, I've been caught in a racket. But I'm quitting, clearing out.
Where are you going?
Little town in northern Vermont. I'm going to live there, be a country doctor.
In heaven's name, why?
I want a more human place in the scheme of things.
Must be wonderful to be doing what you really believe in. I don't know what I believe in.
You're squinting. That light is bothering you. How long have you had these headaches?
I haven't any headaches.
You have one now. How did you come out at bridge yesterday?
Let me think.
Quickly.
Oh, how can I remember? I play bridge every day. Why are you asking me all these silly questions?
Did Dr. Parsons say you could play bridge yesterday?
See here, Dr. Steele, neither you nor Dr. Parsons are going to make an invalid out of me.
You've been having these headaches for months. They've been getting worse lately. Your eyes have been acting queerly, too. Just as though someone was shutting a pair of folding doors until your vision is almost cut in half. I'll tell you how you got those burns between your fingers. From a cigarette. You never felt it because your tactile nerves are paralyzed. Your memory is all shot to pieces. You can't concentrate. You're irritable because your nerves are on edge. Now, see here, Mr. Hearn, I want to help you. I can't possibly do it unless I can get you to talk. Now, make up your mind. Either answer my questions or get out of here and go on the way you've been going.
What do you want to know?
How long ago did you first notice these headaches?
Months ago. 5 or 6, I guess.
Have your eyes bothered you as long as that?
No, that's only lately, the last few weeks.
Splendid. It's a great help. Miss Wainwright.
Yes, doctor?
Mr. Hearn, please go into that next room with Miss Wainwright. She'll take some x-rays.
Certainly. I'm sorry, Dr. Steele. You've got the reins in your hands now. You'll find me a good patient.
All right, Mr. Hearn. I hope you'll find me a good doctor. Make those pictures good and sharp, Miss Wainwright.
Yes, Dr. Steele.
Well, Dr. Steele, you can look at the x-ray plate yourself, Parsons. It's a tumor. Gliomy of the brain.
Oh, no.
In the temporal and parietal lobes. She has a right visual defect.
Is it operable?
With luck, yes, but the plates show it's diffused. That means...
She'll get a recurrence.
Yes.
How long before...
10 months to a year.
Invalidism, I suppose?
No, that's the one decent thing about it. She'll probably never know until the last, and then she'll go blind. Of course, her blindness will only last for a minute, but that will be the signal. There'll only be a few hours after that.
Are you going to tell her?
Would you want her to know?
No.
Then that's your answer.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Rotten business doctoring. Girl like this who's got everything to live for. Why did you have to call me in on this case?
May I come in?
Yes, of course, Mr. Hunt. You must be done up after all the questioning and examining.
Just a bit. Sorry I was so childish.
Not at all. You were a good sport. Mr. Hearn, I'm afraid this is going to be a bit of a shock to you. But it's only the idea that's hard to accept, not the thing itself. You see, something's gone wrong in that incredible labyrinth of wires we call the brain.
What does that mean?
Operation, I'm afraid.
An operation? Dr. Parsons.
Yes, my dear.
Is it so serious, then?
Yes. But Dr. Steele will tell you all about it. I'll leave you with him.
It's no use pretending I'm not afraid. I am afraid.
Mr. Hearn, to beat this thing, I'm going to need all the help you can give me. You must trust me completely, absolutely. We can't afford to waste 100th part of your energy. Must have your complete faith.
You're asking a lot. I've never had faith in anyone. I wish we'd met before, Doctor.
So do I.
Will this operation absolutely cure me?
I think I can guarantee you a complete surgical recovery.
What does that mean?
It means you'll get well. No worries now?
No.
No, don't look away. I'm asking for your trust.
My trust? Yes, of course. You know you have it, don't you, Dr. Steele?
I want you to say it.
Very well. I'm giving you my trust and my whole heart.
With your whole heart?
No, Doctor. And my whole heart.
That was the blow of destiny. The shock of sudden pain. And then the slow, prowling fear that walked the days with her and could not be stared down. But she had the operation, and then the fate that had dealt the blow offered the gift in sudden compassion.
Hello, Fred. I didn't expect you today.
Oh, I guess I just can't stay away, Judith. Do you mind?
Mind? I can't even answer that. You shouldn't catch me unawares like this. It isn't fair.
Any headache today?
No.
Sleep well?
Beautifully.
How's the appetite?
Marvelous. I'll be getting fat.
Oh, good. Now, stand with both feet together. That's it. Close your eyes. How's your balance?
Perfect.
Well, then, the patient is dismissed.
Oh, there must be something wrong. You can't really dismiss me this soon.
I'm off to Vermont tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I would have gone long ago if it hadn't been for you.
I'll break a leg if you'll stay.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be my case. There's a small town that needs me, and it's time I was getting to it.
I need you, too.
You don't. No, not now. But if you ever do, I'll come to you halfway across the world if necessary.
You sound very serious. Something wrong?
No.
Yes, there is. You're not telling me the truth. I think I'm a little frightened again.
No, you're not. Not you. I don't think I've ever known anyone with greater courage.
Did you think it was courage? If it was, it wasn't mine. It was yours. It was your arm always under mine. It was your faith and your strength. But now you're going, and I'm afraid.
Judith, if you knew I'd always be beside you, would you be afraid then?
No, not of anything. What kind of talk is this? You've been very kind, Fred. Your patient is most grateful for all you've done. She wishes you luck and success and all the happiness there is in Vermont.
Judith, could you be happy in Vermont?
Vermont? I don't know. I never tried it.
I don't suppose I slept an hour last night. I kept walking around saying this is madness. How can a doctor like me dare to love a girl like you? How could he ask her to leave everything she's always known and cared about for him? She'd hate a country town. I said to myself, I'll go over and say goodbye, and that'll be that.
Oh, my darling, my darling.
Do you think you could be happy away from all this?
I'd be happy anywhere you were. If it was the North Pole, I don't blame you. I wanted the world once, and the silver platter and the gold spoon. But now I want a house. Any house in the world that you would be the heart of. Isn't it funny? I lied. I haven't been sleeping at all. I've been sitting up saying, won't that stupid baboon ever wake up? I've been saying, what's the good of living in this world if he's going to walk right out of it?
I thought I was the born bachelor, but evidently I was just waiting for you. When will you marry?
It'll take me 10 minutes to powder my nose.
Oh, you have to wait 3 days for a license.
Oh, I can never wait that long. You might change your mind.
Not a chance.
Oh, darling. Hold me close. Don't ever let me go.
I'll never leave you. You may leave me, but I'll never leave you.
Oh, I'm so happy. I want to go out in the street and tell everyone who comes along. I want to laugh and cry all at the same time. I want 7 children, Fred. 7, all boys. I think I even want to pray a little. I want to say, dear God, let it be forever just like this. Thank you for letting me be young and alive. Fred, why are you looking like that? What is it? What's wrong?
Nothing, darling. Nothing at all. Go powder your nose and let's see about the light.
No. Let's wait a minute. Something is wrong. I can feel it. You're keeping something from me.
No, darling, no.
Yes, you are.
Don't you trust me?
In a way, and yet at the same time, I feel as though there was something I should know. You talk so guardedly about me, a complete surgical recovery, you said, and I'll come to you halfway across the world if necessary. Fred, I'm going to ask you a very simple question, and I want you to answer it. Is anything wrong with me?
I've told you you could do anything you wanted to now.
Fred, I'm asking for the truth. I'm entitled to it.
Yes, Judith, you are entitled to it. Give me your hands. Judith, as far as surgery can go, you're cured, absolutely. But there are some things surgery can't do. I shan't be technical, but when I took that thing out of your head, there was a tiny part of it that couldn't be reached. It's what we call an infiltration.
Yes.
Well, I got out all that I could see, but not quite all there was.
Then the operation didn't cure me.
It did cure you. For the moment. But in time, Judith, it'll grow.
Then this horrible thing is coming back again, and that'll mean another operation. No. You mean that wouldn't do any good? I see. Give me a cigarette, will you, please? Thanks. I'll have to face those headaches and that ghastly confusion all over again.
No, dear, you won't. That's all behind you. I promise you there'll be no suffering of any kind.
How will it happen?
Just as quietly as going to sleep.
Then how will I know?
Oh, Judith, it's not necessary to go into all that now.
I want to know if I'll have any warning, any chance to be ready.
Well, there'll be a moment when you won't be able to see as usual. That's all.
Yeah. Go blind?
Just for a moment. Then you'll be perfectly all right again. But after a few hours, two, three, you'll... Well, you'll go to sleep.
How much time have I?
Let that be my secret.
No, you've had too many secrets. Go on, tell me how long. 5 years, 1 year, 6 months?
Possibly more. One can't be certain. 6, 10 months, say.
Not so very long. You knew this all along, from the first?
Yes.
And you're offering to marry me and take me to Fellsboro? That's very chivalrous of you, Fred. Very chivalrous. So very like you. No, don't touch me. Well, you didn't touch me just now. Do you mind? I've got to think.
I'd give you my own life if I could.
I know you would. Kind of funny, isn't it? I was so sure of myself, so completely happy.
Judith.
What do we say now? Goodbye, good luck, see you soon?
Not a bit of it. We find a preacher and we say we want to be Mr. and Mrs. Fred Steele.
Mrs. Fred Steele. Such a lovely name. Would have been such fun to use it. Such beautiful fun.
Don't let this make any difference,
Judith. It can't help but make a difference. You and I are from different worlds. I thought we could bridge those worlds with time. But now there isn't any time. Now I've got to stay here with the things and the people I know.
Don't you believe how much I love you? Don't you know how much I need
you? Oh, you're sorry for me.
No, Judith. When I'm with you, I feel complete, satisfied, at home. When I'm not with you, I feel terribly lonely. It isn't pity. Don't think that for a moment.
And what will you be thinking when you hold me in your arms? I'm holding a dead woman. I'm kissing a dead woman. Oh, Fred, go away. Let me die my own way.
Judith, stop it.
Well, this isn't going the way you expected, is it? Do you think I'm going to bury myself in Vermont now? I've got to cram a lifetime in 6 months. You didn't know I was like this, did you? Well, brother, you keep your eyes open and just watch my smoke.
Judith, this won't help.
What would you want me to do? Be sweet and gentle and resigned? Well, I'm mad. Mad right through to my marrow. Life played a rotten, dirty trick on me. Why don't you go? The case has been dismissed.
Judith, sit down. Try to be rational.
Sorry, Fred. I haven't time for sitting. I've got to call Alden. Hello? Hello, Walnut 2990, please. Warm, are they? I can wear my new dress. Hello, Alden? Alden, darling, I'm coming to the party after all, if you want me. Thanks. Thanks, I'd love to. I want to celebrate tonight. A colonel, you say? Alden, I'll be there with bells on. Oh, still here, Doctor?
If you change your mind, if you need me, Judith, I'll come from anywhere.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Judith.
No, my darling.
The mare lost a shoe, miss.
Oh, why bother me with it? Have a shod.
Miss Judith.
Well, what is it?
If you'll forgive the liberty, you've been going it too hard. We only live once, you know.
That's right. Only once.
No one can go on as you've been going, riding, swimming, dancing, going night and day.
Michael, sit down.
Thanks, I will.
I'll fix you a drink. Is it hard being a groom, Michael?
Yes, it is hard.
Well, forget you're a groom, Michael, and talk to me as a man.
You're taking a chance saying that to me.
Why?
I've been born out of my time, Miss Judith. If this were another day, I'd ride off with you.
You're making love to me?
I've loved you since the first day I set foot in your house.
It's very impertinent of you.
Not so much. You're down to my level now. And I know it. Your quality's gone.
Don't say that.
Look in the glass if you don't believe it. You've lost caste. Oh, I loved you. I knew you were above me. I loved you then as a queen, but I can love you now as a groom.
No. Oh, no. This wasn't the way I wanted it. This isn't the way I want to die.
Die? Die, did you say?
I'm going to die, Michael.
about 2 months.
The thing in my brain coming back. It's going to kill me. Oh, I've wasted so many weeks, haven't I? I've nothing to show for them. I've been cheap and undignified and stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Forgive you? Michael, I want to thank you for waking me up. I'm going away tonight, Michael. I know where I belong now. Even if it's only 2 months, I know what I want to do with them. I've come, Fred.
I've been waiting for you. Counting the moments.
Moment is all we have.
It's all lovers ever have, darling. Few perfect hours. I've tried to explain that to you before.
What will it do to you? The shadow's fallen on my earth. It mustn't fall on yours.
My darling, it's been falling since time began. Listen, between now and now, there's been a birth and the passing of life, sunset and dawn, and your shadow's mine, and your victory over it, that's mine too.
It will be a dark return of fate.
You've been waiting for, Mrs. Fred.
We'll start them today, Miss Jenny. Of course, they won't bloom till late spring, now.
Happy?
Oh, terrible.
A two-month bride should be.
Please, don't speak of the month.
Very well.
Oh, long distance, I'll bet. I can tell by the ring. Hello? Yes? Montreal calling Dr. Steele? No, he isn't. Yes, I'll have him call operator 25 when he comes in. Goodbye. Oh, Miss Jenny, I bet he has to go someplace now. You know, I can't help grudging every minute he's away.
Oh, then you shouldn't have married a doctor.
Well, I couldn't help myself. I wish it wouldn't cloud up like this.
Why, what are you talking about?
I don't like the way it's getting overcast. It needs a storm.
But the sun's out. I never saw it brighter.
Sun's out. Can't be. It's getting dimmer, I tell you. Sun's gone behind the cloud. It must have gone behind the cloud, Miss Jenny. How dark it's grown. Almost like night. Miss Jenny!
Here, sit down. You've been out in the sun too long without a hat.
Thank you. I'll be all right in a moment. Let me sit here a minute. Getting better now. Sorry, I'm such a fool myself. Oh, is that Fred coming in the drive?
Yes, it is.
Don't say anything to him, Miss Jenny. He'd only worry. It's foolish of me to stay out so long.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Miss Jenny.
Hello, doctor.
What's there for dinner? Oh, I'm starving.
I'll get right out there.
Good.
Oh, call operator 25, dear. And Montreal is calling.
All right. Operator 25, please. How are you feeling, dear?
Beautiful.
Hello? Hello, this is Dr. Frederick Steele. You have a call for me? Yes. Hello? Yes, put Dr. Platt on, will you? Hello? Hello, Stephen. Yes? What? Skidded off a bridge? Fractured skull, you said. Well, no, I don't see how I can get away. Well, that'd mean at least 3 days. Yes, it is a delicate operation. Well, no, offhand, I don't know of anyone else who's done one like it.
Fred, you've got to go.
But, darling, it means at least 3 days. Yes, Stephen, I'm listening. No, I'm afraid I can't make it.
You must.
Just a moment, Steve.
Darling, this is your work, your life. This comes first.
You feel perfectly well, dear?
Don't I look perfect?
All right, darling, you ain't. Hello, Stephen. Yes, I'll leave right away. Well, I've just about time to make the evening train. See you in the morning. All right, goodbye. Now, I'll write down just where you can reach me if you need me.
I'll get your coat.
Judith, I'm not going. I'll call Platt and tell him I can't
You'll
leave.
Have to buy a toothbrush at the school.
I can't leave you, darling.
Fred.
We have just a minute together before you have to go. Look at me. I promised myself I would never fail you or keep you from your death. If that man died in Montreal, it would be on my conscience. You're his only chance.
I love you, darling. How can I go?
That's why you must go. Oh, darling, nothing can hurt us now. We've had our love. Whether the end comes today or tomorrow or a year from tomorrow, nothing can change that or take it away from us. Why, I've had a lifetime of happiness these past 2 months.
You speak as though it were over.
It will never be over. I have your ring on my finger and your name on my heart. That's my talisman against the dark. I'm not afraid anymore. And neither are you, my dear. So kiss me goodbye and run. Are you going to miss that? Please, Fred.
Goodbye until Monday, then.
Oh, I like that kiss. Is there a time for more?
That's just to bridge the time between now and Monday.
To bridge the time.
Well, I'm off. Goodbye, Miss Jenny, I'm off.
Why, gracious, your dinner's almost ready.
I'll have to eat on the train. See you Monday. Good luck while I'm gone.
Good luck. He's gone. Yes, he's gone. But not very far, Miss Jenny. Never very far. Oh, I'm a little tired. I think I'll lie down for a while. Miss Jenny, there used to be a prayer when I was a child. Something about if I should die. Do you remember?
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Yes, that's it.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before
I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to pick. That's a very lovely prayer, isn't it? I never thought much about it before, but that's a lovely prayer.
Shall I wake you later for your dinner?
No, I think I shall sleep until morning. I'm sure I shall sleep until morning. The curtain has fallen on Dark Victory. But though the play is over, I do not leave you. I linger in your memory to return next week with another great love story. The play that will speak for me then is The Barker, Kenny Nicholson's famous romance set in a sideshow carnival. Till then, till curtain time next week, I wish you love and happiness. My name is Romance.
You've been listening to Romance, a program produced each week by Columbia to bring you the great romantic plays and love stories of all time. The play tonight was Dark Victory by George Brewer, Jr. and Bertram Block, adapted for radio by Gene Holloway with script supervision by Albert R. Perkin. The play was directed by Mark Loeb, music conducted by Charles Paul. The part of Judith was played by Barbara Weeks with Carl Frank as Dr. Steele. Listen next week at the same time, when we will bring you our next great romance, The Barker. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.